Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello, friends and fellow world changers. Welcome to a most earned weekend. Trust you hit all those targets and you're ready to be revived in the presence of your Abba. It's been 10 weeks since we began Tethered Thoughts, and by far, this has been one of the most rewarding ventures I've undertaken in recent times. What a joy to share these timeless truths to help you set your heart on the sure word of God, shining his light through you into the world. Peter, in his second epistle, chapter 1, verses 1b to 4, and I'm going to be reading from the New Life version of the Bible, writes, "I am writing to those who have received the same faith as ours, which is of great worth, and which no amount of money can buy. This faith comes from our God and Jesus Christ, the one who saves. May you have more and more of his loving favor and peace as you come to know God and our Lord Jesus Christ better. He gives us everything we need for life and for holy living. He gives it through his great power. As we come to know him better, we learn that he called us to share his own shining greatness and perfect life. Through his shining greatness and perfect life, he has given us promises. These promises are of great worth, and no amount of money can buy them. Through these promises, you can have God's own life in you now that you have gotten away from the sinful things of the world, which came from wrong desires of the flesh." That is the truths and life that, you know, this scripture is painting. It are the truths and success principles that we've been imbibing over the past 10 weeks, which have driven us deeper into the knowledge of God, and his faith has grown in us to live outstandingly the successful, abundant life he willed for us in Christ Jesus. And on that note, I'd like to announce that we'll be effecting a change from next week. Instead of every weekday, we'll be airing every other weekday. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. This would enable me to serve my community on LinkedIn. So here's inviting you to come connect with me on LinkedIn on Tuesdays and Thursday. So to wrap up this week, let's look at Ecclesiastes 11 verse 6 in the Voice translation. It says, "Get up early to sow your seed, and in the evening find worthwhile things to do, for you never know which will profit you, maybe this, maybe that, maybe both." And our title today is Seizing Opportunities. In this verse, we're reminded of the importance of seizing opportunities and working diligently. While we may not always know the outcome, taking action and trusting God's providence is vital. Consider the life of Cathy Truett, the founder of Chick-fil-A, who exemplifies how Christian values can be integrated into business practices to achieve extraordinary success and influence. Cathy built his fast food empire not only on the principles of exceptional service and quality, but also on the bedrock of Christian ethics, famously maintaining Sunday as a day of rest for all his employees, despite potential profits. His commitment to stewardship is reflected in how Chick-fil-A uses its resources to benefit others, including substantial contributions to educational scholarships, community service projects, and leadership training programs that encourage personal and professional growth among young people. Kathy Truitt's approach demonstrates that our professional endeavors can profoundly impact our communities and glorify God when they are guided by faith and a commitment to serving others. Our key principles, our key takeaways and success principles in this scripture is: be proactive in seizing opportunities that come your way, trusting God's sovereignty over the outcome, embrace a mindset of perseverance and diligence in all endeavors, identify an opportunity or project. This is the practical thing we can do now. To identify an opportunity or project that you've been hesitant to pursue and take a step of faith, trusting that God will guide and bless your efforts. In conclusion, we're reminded of the importance of seizing opportunities and working diligently. While we may not always know the outcome, taking action and trusting God's providence is key. Don't let fear or indecision hold you back from seizing the opportunities before you. Step out in faith, knowing that God is with you every step of the way. Now, here's the declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. Today, I declare that I seize opportunities with courage and faith. I trust in God's guidance and provision, knowing that He directs my steps for His purposes. In Jesus' name, Amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world, both traits, are nouns and verbs, who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says, "The world is waiting for us to demonstrate God, so go out, make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time." May the grace of God empower you, His wisdom instruct you, and His love secure you. In Jesus' name, thank you and God bless. Have a restful weekend and see you again next week.